O'Reilly here, Monday, December 7th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The Georgia Senate race heating up. Rudy Giuliani apparently gets COVID. Governors will decide who gets the first vaccination shots. Congress moving toward another virus relief bill. Sweden finally shuts down because of COVID. Also ahead, restrictions in America, good or bad? But first, Georgia Senate candidate Kelly Loeffler debating her Democratic challenger Raphael Warnock. Voters in the Peach State will decide which party controls the upper chamber of Congress on January 5th, a vital vote. The president held a rally in Georgia on Saturday, telling supporters to vote in the upcoming runoff despite controversy over the presidential vote in Georgia. Rudy Giuliani apparently has COVID. The diagnosis comes less than 2 weeks after his son Andrew was infected. The 76-year-old lawyer considered high risk for his age because of a series of pre-existing conditions. Governors across the USA will choose which residents get the vaccination early. The CDC and Department of Health recommending the shots be given to elderly, long care patients, and frontline workers at those nursing homes. The average age of death from the virus is now 83 years old. Your personal doctor should be able to guide you through the upcoming vaccine process. A bipartisan relief package advancing in Congress, the $900 billion bill, supported by both Democrats and Republicans, and it would extend mortgage relief and help those unable to pay rent and small business loans. It does not include a second round of direct payments. Finally, folks in Sweden told us to stay home this Christmas season as new cases there hit record highs. The Nordic nation, you may remember, refused to lock down earlier this year. At this point, that seems to be a mistake. 7,000 Swedes have died from the pandemic. Sweden has a population of just 10 million. So what about restrictions here? We'll run those down in a moment.
Hi, Mike Baker here. Look, nowadays, it seems like your money doesn't go quite as far as it used to, right? I mean, take 20 bucks. 20 bucks barely gets you what? Maybe a burger and fries or maybe, I mean, just maybe, a quarter tank of gas? But there still are some real values out there, and let me tell you about one of them. For just 20 bucks a month, that same $20 we just talked about, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from the cell phone company that I count on for value, Pure Talk. And this is top-tier coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. I want to make sure you heard that. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. It's true. I am not blowing smoke up your phone line. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can bring your phone, or you get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. To make the switch, go to puretalk.com/Baker, B-A-K-E-R, just like you imagined it would be. When you do, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares your values. Pure Talk supports our military and veterans and creates American jobs, all while giving you outstanding coverage and terrific value. Go to puretalk.com/Baker and make the switch today. So maybe you could actually afford that burger and fries and possibly even a full tank of gas. That's puretalk.com/Baker.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Some Americans, as you know, are very angry about all the restrictions surrounding COVID. The debate is ongoing. Here's a look at what is happening right at this moment. Down south in Alabama, there's a mask mandate that requires face coverings to be worn at all times unless you can social distance. Well, isn't that a pretty big unless? Yes, it is. But in Alabama, if you go on public transportation, if you go to the mall, to the grocery store, you have to wear a mask. And if you don't, you can be fined or thrown out of the bus or whatever. In California, Governor Newsom announcing a new stay-at-home order for all non-essential workers. In some places, a curfew requires residents to remain at home between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. until December 21st. California is and has been the most militant place for COVID restrictions. But to be honest, they have not helped very much, have they? In Iowa, Governor Reynolds declaring that all folks must wear masks when in indoor spaces. Everybody got to wear a mask once you open a door and set foot in a place with a roof on it. In Kentucky, schools are now closed for in-person instruction. Indoor dining closed. And Kentucky is really getting hit hard. In Michigan, the very controversial Governor Whitmer has ordered high schools and colleges to stop in-person classes. She's closed restaurants to indoor dining and suspended organized sports, which include the football playoffs. Governor Whitmer believes very much in restrictions. She seems to like them. Governor Sisolak in Nevada has issued a statewide pause for 3 weeks. The order says restaurants, bars, gaming establishments, gyms, and other businesses will be limited to 25% capacity. But who decides that? Who's counting? This is more for show than anything else in Nevada. In New York, deputy sheriffs will implement quarantine checkpoints and vehicle stops at key bridges and crossings, including the Lincoln and Holland tunnels. That means you can be pulled over, your license will be checked, and if you are out of state in New York, you'll be ordered to stay inside for 2 weeks. Of course, who will enforce that order? No one. In North Dakota, mandatory statewide masks until December 13th. Overseas, the news is that Sweden, which resisted all restrictions, you remember that, has now banned public gatherings of more than 8. Country also banning the sale of alcohol in bars, restaurants, and nightclubs after 10 p.m. And high schools are now closed in Sweden. So Sweden, which tried to tough it out, has reversed. Here's how I see the entire thing. Masks are needed inside. If you go into an establishment, you got to wear a mask. You just have to. All right? Outside, not so much. But don't go into any crowds. I don't think there should be curfews, but I understand. The spread of COVID is largely because people are getting drunk. And that is a huge problem. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The media has discovered it's Christmas time. So it's hard to turn on the radio or watch TV without hearing about the holidays. You get classic crooners, country rock, religious hymns, nonstop on some radio stations for the next few weeks. Turns out Christmas is very good for the music business. The top 5 holiday records have sold more than 100 million copies in the USA alone. And here they are. Bing Crosby's White Christmas, Guinness Book of Records best-selling single record of all time. Estimates put sales at more than 50 million for the Binger. Written by composer Irving Berlin for the 1942 movie Holiday Inn. The song was first performed on stage by Crosby Christmas Day, 1941. The King of Rock, also the King of Christmas, Elvis Presley's 1957 hit, The Christmas Album, has sold more than 20 million copies. The classic record has been reissued every year in the USA and UK since 1957. Next on the list, Kenneth Bruce Gorlick, better known as Kenny G. The world-famous sax player has sold 8 million copies of his album Miracles. The 13-track record also includes a tune celebrating Hanukkah, the Christmas song, or as some folks call it, Chestnuts Roasting, was written by Mel Torme and recorded by Nat King Cole. Despite mentions of Jack Frost and folks dressed up like Eskimos, that's politically incorrect, Eskimos, the 1944 classic was actually written during a heat wave. For something a bit more modern, try the song that broke Spotify's single-day streaming record in 2019. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. 15 million streams in 24 hours. And here's something else you might not know. The writer of that song is Walter Afanasieff. If the name doesn't sound familiar, another tune might. Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On from the movie Titanic. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.